The journeys upon which the Angti sent Luke and Ben were fascinating. The Angti sometimes knew the precise location where an artifact would be. Other times, Luke and Ben were sent on missions based only on a sensing that something might be there. Traveling was much easier now that they had the Angti to help them plot jumps. Ben once asked if they could learn how to make the Jade Shadow jump the way the Sanhedrin vessels did, as they were now on a pilgrimage on behalf of the Angti. Tadar Ro shook his head.
Your vessel is without the Force. Ours are not.
Are they organic then? Luke asked, thinking of the Yuuzhan Vong. Tadar Ro cocked his head, considering.
Yes and no. They are of the Force, but they are not organic. Not as you understand the word.
More rainbow philosophy? Asked Ben.
Indeed.
The question could have been perceived as flippant, but Luke and apparently Tadar Ro both knew that it wasn't intended as such.
Things are not just one thing or another, not with us.
The artifacts they were sent to find were of all varieties. Sometimes they seemed to Luke and Ben to simply be exceptionally beautiful stones, crystals, or other natural formations. Other times, they carefully brought back what was clearly a piece of advanced alien technology. Each time, the item was received in the same manner, with reverence. And most of the time, Luke and Ben, the ones who managed to obtain the item, were treated with gratitude and courtesy. Most of the time. Increasingly, though, Luke began to sense resentment from the Angti. He asked Tadar Ro about it one afternoon. Tadar Ro seemed agitated.
It is not directed at you. The schism between the two factions, those who believe the Force guides us while not directly shaping things, and those who believe the Prophet was a voice from those who dwell beyond the veil, increases each day. More and more, each side swells with those who step from neutrality, from being comfortable with the not knowing, to a firm stance. Fewer and fewer are staying open to all possibilities, as I am. We need to heal this rift, and soon.
What can we do to help? Luke asked.
When you are ready, we will take you to the Embrace.
Beside Luke, Ben started violently at the word. Luke reached to squeeze his arm reassuringly. For Ben, for a long while yet, the word embrace would be followed by of pain, and would produce an instant visceral reaction. Tadar Ro, of course, picked up on it.
It is nothing of harm. It is simply our term for the site that contains the relics, that embraces them lovingly, holds them safely.
Ben was calming down and nodded.
Sorry, he said. So why can't Dad and I go to this embrace and try to answer that question for you?
You are not yet ready to do such a thing,
Tadar Ro replied.
There are still things you must learn, things you must understand about us, things that Jason Solo and George Cardass learned and understood, at least to some degree. Then I will lead you into the embrace.
Luke knew what Tadar Ro was talking about. He was not at all happy that Ben had asked to learn flow walking, or that Tadar Ro had agreed to teach it. For beings who had a multifaceted approach to the Force, even to physics itself, flow walking was probably not that big a deal. But for humans, it was something else entirely. Still, the situation was what it was. I know Ben is anxious to learn flow walking from you, so I will leave you two to it, he said, rising and nodding respectfully at Tadar Ro. Ben didn't meet his father's eyes, instead gazed straight at the Angti. He was still looking intently at him as Luke turned and walked back to the Jade Shadow.